Hey, hey, hi, hi, it's Bill Wood, the jazz guy, on the voice of Vashon, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org online. But you knew that, right? You could tell, because the Blue Ribbon Charleston by Bob Prince is playing, and that's the jazz guy theme song. And theme songs are great, because when you hear them, you know exactly what's going to happen next, and when it does so, it's so reassuring that you're headed in the right direction. Where would Kate Smith have been without God Bless America? And who was Kate Smith? Kate Smith was a singer who had her own radio show for 8 years, and God Bless America was, you guessed it, her theme song. And when she got tired of God Bless America, her follow-up was When the Moon Comes Over the Mountain. And while follow-ups are essential, they are never to be confused with the theme song. And speaking of themes, the theme of today's show is rivers. And a trip up a lazy river gives us a chance to feature the astonishing sound of Sidney Bechet's soprano saxophone. Thank you.
start the second half of our concert, we would like to play for you some of the numbers which we recorded, in some cases many years ago, which have been our most popular numbers here in Germany for a long time. Starting off with a very nice old spiritual, which goes like this. I'm gonna lay down my burden down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. Lay down my burden down by the riverside. Study he won't no more. I ain't gonna study war no more. Study war no more. Study. Sword and shield down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. Lay down my sword and shield down by the riverside. Study he war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more. Study war no more. Study he war no more. Study war no more. Study war no more.
No!
George Adams with a smiley arrangement of the Stephen Foster antique Old Folks at Home, way down upon the Suwannee River. George on tenor saxophone, assisted by Hugh Lawson piano, Cecil McBee bass, and Mark Johnson drums. At the top of the spot, an example of an instrument as weapon, Sidney Bechet, as usual, shouldering the lead on Up a Lazy River with an assist from Muggsy Spanier's trumpet, along with Carmen Mastrin's guitar and Wellman Broad bass. And the music in the middle, Down by the Riverside, with a spoken introduction from Chris Barber, when his band was concertizing in Hamburg, Germany in 1968, when his personnel included Barber on his trombone, Pat Halcock's trumpet, Ian Wheeler clarinet, John Slaughter guitar, Stu Morrison banjo, Jackie Clavelle bass, and Graham Burbridge on the drums.
Thank you. Over you. and you can cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you. You drove me, nearly drove me out of my head, while you never shed a tear. Remember, I remember all that you said. Told me love was too plebeian. Told me you were through with me. And now you say you love me. Well, just to prove you do, come on and cry me a river. Cry me a river. I cried a river over you. I cried a river over you. I cried a river over you.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. I know that voice. I do. It's right on the tip of my tongue. It's one of those voices, right? In this instance, it happens to be Julie London's voice, tastefully accompanied by Barney Kessel and Ray Leatherwood on guitar and bass. Cry Me a River, a great song written by Arthur Hamilton in 1955 and sung by Julie London, whose version of it, which you just heard, was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame. The Train in the River at the Top of the Spot, written by Jimmy Giuffre, who managed to play clarinet as well as baritone and tenor saxophones during his brief presentation, with assistance from the two Jims, Hall and Atlas, on guitar and bass fiddle. The exciting music in the middle came from Jason Moran's Black Stars album. Gangsterism on a River is the title. Jason on piano, with assistance from Sam Rivers, tenor saxophone, Taris Mateen bass, and Nasheet Waits drums. And now a moment to stake out a place in the universe for today's proceedings with a man who actually runs this show, Mr. Michael Golan Johnson.
Thank you, Bill. You are listening to The Rivers on The Jazz Guy on The Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org online.
Okay, name the river that ate up the world.
The Amazon.
Correct.
Thank you.
the Norwegian saxophonist Jan Garbarek has made a career of creating gorgeous music, and Where the Rivers Meet, from his 1998 Rights album on the ECM label at the top of the spot, is no exception. Marilyn Mazur's additional cymbals and toms were the only other instruments added to Garbarek's soprano saxophone, synthesizers, and percussion. Just now we heard The Land of Five Rivers by the excellent Canadian pianist Rene Rosnes, with a band including Chris Potter, tenor sax, Christian McBride, bass, and Jack DeJohnette on the drums. And the music in the middle, the guitar of Bill Frisell and Henry Mancini's Moon River from the album Bill made on the Nonesuch label with Dave Holland and Elvin Jones on bass and drums and marketed as such.
Thank you.
You just heard a composition entitled Rainy River, written by bassist Martin Wind, for inclusion in an album by the multi-instrumentalist Scott Robinson, who simply played his favorite and well-worn tenor saxophone on 10 tracks, accompanied by Helen Sung on the Hammond B3 organ, bassist Wind, and Dennis Mackerel drums. Scott, who plays in lots of bands, is a force to be reckoned with, a guy who made a hat out of all the reeds he's ever played to wear on the cover of his latest album. We're out of here with River Samba by the brilliant Tom Harrell. Don't know that I have ever mentioned this, but doing this show is, and always has been, a labor of love, and I hope you dig it as much as I do, or some percentage of it. You are listening to the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org online. And this is Bill Wood, the jazz guy. So long, thanks for listening, and remember, a day without jazz is like a night without sex.